You're listening to Sky Aspects with Cleopatra Jade, a podcast about astrological topics, also full and new moons. Enjoy, guys.
We have a colorful week full of planetary transits. We have some interesting things going on this week. Right out the gate, Venus is going to enter Aries, which is going to help us take more initiative within our love lives and career. This is a big week for Mercury transits. We have Mercury making the majority of the transits this week, which will pronounce situations with our thought processes and the way we socialize and communicate with others. And the moon will also make a decent amount of alignments, causing us to focus on our emotional bodies, our inner world, and how we react to things. And because we have a fascinating week ahead, the vibes on the graph reflect that. We have a low-grade amount of solitude through this week, but it's not as big of a problem as it was the week prior, so it'll be more so in the background than anything else. There could be moments where we're just feeling like we need a little bit of time to ourselves, but not necessarily taking advantage of that time to ourselves. Mostly, this week is chock full of mental energy, and this is because of all the Mercury alignments. So this could be a week where we're having moments where we're analyzing things a lot, and other times we're experiencing mental sharpness. A lot of this mental energy is starting on the 20th. It'll get to the highest point around the 21st, all the way up until the 23rd. And then a small amount of it pops up from the 24th all the way up until the 26th. This will be intersecting party vibes and social vibes. So again, this is a week where things can be interesting because there is a bit of a social element this week, especially with the Mercurial stuff and Venus going into Aries and some of the other alignments that we have occurring through this week. Also, there is a ton of good luck energy occurring from the 22nd all the way up to the 26th. The 25th is when it hits its peak. So this will be a week to experience fortunate circumstances more than usual, which we can't complain about that. We love that. And Saturday and Sunday brings in some social and psychic vibes with some solitude energy. And this always happens where we get contradictory alignments that are going on. You can have a day where there's a harmonious alignment and a hard alignment occurring. So sometimes these things pop up for that reason. But other than that, the weekend brings in a fun tone to it. So yeah, this is quite an interesting week for sure. Let's look at the next bunch of days and see what we can expect.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
As a reminder, don't forget to like and subscribe because it helps this channel grow. And if you'd like to support the work of this channel, you could do so by buying me a fresh cup of coffee. There's a link in the description box below. On Monday, Venus transits into Aries. Right out the gate, we're getting Venus in a fresh new sign. And when Venus is in Aries, it is a party. This is the Venus that takes no prisoners when it comes down to love, life, and career. This is the Venus that helps us go after what we desire. And it's a Venus that gets us passionate about living life to the fullest. Now, one thing to note, Venus happens to be in detriment when it's in Aries. This is because Venus is the ruling planet of Libra, the opposite of Aries. The Aries agenda is very different than the Venusian one. So the combination can run into snags at times. Essential dignities in astrology is a system that we use to identify pairings between signs and planets. And there are some planets that fit like a glove and others where there may be some uncomfortable situations that occur as a result. Because Venus is about one-on-one relationships and partnerships, and so is Libra, it fits well within that realm. And Venus is exalted in Libra. Venus is about close unions, collaborations, thinking of the other person, compromise, seeking harmony and fairness and balance in all of our relationships. Aries, on the other hand, is about selfhood, being self-motivating, going on a hero's journey, and finding your solo identity. For this reason, Venus can have a struggling time in Aries. I'm not saying that it's a bad time, but it definitely runs into some snags when it comes down to the relationship stuff and the one-on-one things. And it's not to say that just because Venus is transiting Aries that love life situations can't be successful, because they certainly can. And I know plenty of people with Venus and Aries that have healthy, solid relationships. It's just that when we're dealing with these things in transit, sometimes a glitch can happen here and there. So with all that said, here's the cool thing about Venus transiting Aries. Venus transiting Aries is helpful in getting us off our feet and going out there and seizing the moment when it comes to our love life. So if you're single, this is going to be helpful in motivating you to get back out there, not be afraid to actually put yourself out there, having an open mind and being bold in your expression when it comes down to dating. So what this does is it gives you the confidence to get back out there and have more of a can-do attitude when it comes down to your love life. This energy helps you get back into the swing of things and start a new path, start a new journey when it comes down to romance. Now, is it the kind of energy that's there for a long time? Not always, especially in transit, but it's good for getting a person started so that way you're not missing out on the action that you could be having love life-wise. And again, it's not to say that through this period, you're gaining confidence about your dating life and putting yourself out there that you couldn't meet someone that potentially becomes something long-term, because that can absolutely happen. This energy, though, however, is just good for getting things started because it ignites our desire to date. But at the same time, as fast as it ignites, it burns out really fast. In other words, this is the type of energy where, you know, your focus may not be on one particular person, which is okay. If you're single and you're just dating, you need to have your options open. You need to date various different people. Good to have all your eggs in one basket. But within this energy, we can like someone for 15 minutes and then all of a sudden change our mind about the person. So that's where, again, it runs into a snag or two. Some of the people that you could be meeting may be good for the moment, but not for the long run. Because again, you may burn out fast or they may burn out fast. But again, this is good for getting you going when it comes down to your love life. For those who are in romantic relationships, this is going to help intimacy go off the charts. So energetically, the two of you may feel more passionate than typical and bring your A game to the bedroom. This is amazing for going out on adventurous dates and trying things you normally wouldn't try romantically. This has a daring and bold side. So you guys might be getting more bold with one another, more daring with one another, and going on dating happenings that gives you an adrenaline rush. And just overall being more spontaneous within your union. Venus shows how we splurge and earn money. And in Aries, this could be a time where there might be more impulse buying going on than typical. It could also be a time where making money happens very fast, but it's just something that you want to be aware of because it can burn out pretty quickly in this energy. This is quick money energy when you have Venus in Aries. So there might be some of you initiate that turns out to be a quick amount of cash. And this also has to do with how we adorn ourselves. So there might be an urge to buy things that are more Aries-like, such as athleisure and the coolest sneakers. And if it's not stuff you're wearing, it could be things that are sports-related. It could be things that are exercise-related. This could be a time of buying exercise equipment or those quick gimmicky exercise items. So yeah, Venus in Aries is definitely an interesting time. Of course, there is definitely the shadow side. And as I was mentioning before, it is quick burnout energy. So this could be in regards to money and dating situations. So you want to be aware of how much you're spending. Again, I have to definitely emphasize that with this energy because it does bring on that impulse buy sort of energy. Dating wise, this could produce a higher amount of fuckboy energy. Or in romantic unions, this could bring on hypersexuality, meaning your partner's libido may be higher than normal. And so in a lot of ways, that doesn't sound like a problem, but sometimes it may be an issue. And even though this is a fun energy because it gets us out there, it gets us partying, it gets us socializing, that's another fun element to this is that we definitely get into the mood of going out and enjoying ourselves, throwing parties, going to the best events, and really outdoing ourselves when it comes down to partying things. Of course, that could be a slippery slope in this energy where we can be a bit out of control partying wise. So that's something else to watch out for in this energy. Other than that, let's have fun with this and use it to kickstart the things that we want in our love lives and career. On that same day, Venus is going to make a semi-sextile to Uranus. So right out the gate, this Venus in Aries is in an alignment that can feel in some ways adventurous and fun, but in other ways it could feel like upheaval when it comes down to relationships. Venus and Uranus in a hard alignment can sometimes cause situations where we feel on pins and needles within a relationship situation or a career situation. So there may be a need to bust loose and break free from restrictive situations that we're having in our lives. So if this feeling comes on, try to slow down and check yourself the best way you can, because the problem with these harder alignments is we want the change and we need to make the changes because something is nudging us in that direction. However, you just want to make sure you're not doing anything where you're pulling the rug from under yourself, because these types of alignments tend to backfire when you do something impulsive when Venus and Uranus are connected together in a hard alignment. So you just don't want to make sudden changes, tweaks, or revamps to anything, especially when it comes down to your love life, especially when it comes down to your job situation. You want to make sure you have a proper exit strategy when it comes down to those things. When it comes down to your appearance, because Venus is how we adorn ourselves, and when it's coupled with Uranus in an uncomfortable way, sometimes things come out wonky. So you want to make sure you have a good plan and you're not doing something with your hair on impulse or doing something with your face on impulse. You just want to make sure you have a good plan ahead, because otherwise we end up regretting what we do later when we do something drastic with Venus and Uranus or something on impulse. So do the best you can when this energy hits, because on that same day, we actually do have a healing alignment that's occurring. Mercury is going to make a sextile with Chiron, which is going to help us with clearing out any toxic inner dialogue. So there is going to be a need for change on that day with Venus going into Aries and then Venus connecting with Uranus in that way. But with Chiron being here in a very supportive alignment with Mercury, this is going to get us thinking about the right ways to go about it and hopefully mitigate some of that chaotic energy from the Venus-Uranus situation. What's lovely about this alignment is it helps us toss out our worst critic. And our worst critic can be us. A lot of the times, you know, yeah, we all deal with critical situations from other people, but mostly we're our own worst inner critic. And sometimes it's hard to curb that noise and regulate your thoughts so that you aren't overthinking or, you know, again, criticizing yourself, tearing yourself down. But with this alignment, it's very helpful in finding ways to quash all of that. Of course, stuff like this isn't overnight fixes, as I always say when we see alignments about self-improvement or anything to do with relationships, but this is one of those things where it could nudge you in the right direction so your thoughts about yourself are more positive. Also, this isn't just about us. This could be one of those alignments where we're giving someone else a pep talk and whatever we're saying nudges them in the right direction to work on their inner dialogue. Because when it comes to transits with Chiron, a lot of the times we do help other people heal a similar wound that we've experienced because we recognize the pain in them and know how to fix it. So this could be a day of giving someone a pep talk, or you yourself may be receiving one from someone else that will help you in terms of quashing that noise that you have inside of you about yourself. The Mercury transits continue on the 21st. Mercury's making a square with Uranus, and this one isn't the most constructive. This is one where communication comes in a way that's off-putting. A lot of times with Mercury square Uranus, we deal with people who are speaking in a way that's shocking, or they're doing it for shock value and to get a reaction out of other people. So there could be stuff like that going on. It could be a day where we are overanalyzing things because this brings in a high octane sort of vibe when it comes down to our thoughts. So our mental capacity could feel rapid that day. We could also feel overstimulated that day as a result. And it brings in communication that's unexpected. So sometimes with this, we get unexpected communication from people we really don't want to speak to. So that's not fun. Or we hear news about something that might sound shocking. And again, that doesn't have to be catastrophic. It could just be something that's a little bit off-putting. And with this, plans don't necessarily go as expected. So this could be a day where things are thrown off. Your routine could feel thrown off. Your schedule can be thrown off. Or just things are just off kilter in general. And you just feel like you're not gaining the traction that you need. So an alignment like this could be stressful. So this could feel stressful in certain ways. Luckily, the next day, Mercury's making a trine with Mars, which is a very constructive alignment. The last time we experienced this was on October 26th, right before Mars went retrograde. Mars went retrograde on October 30th. So we felt this alignment a bunch of days before Mars went into retrograde. But this could have you revisiting that time period. If you were trying to do something constructive during that time, this could bring that back up. This could come back around as now you're ready to execute whatever plan you had because there are no obstacles in the way. This could be about coming back to a conversation that you were having with someone on that day that was really constructive that might have led to something really good down the line. And now you're revisiting this conversation and you're able to execute whatever it is that you guys were talking about and planning. If something was left unsaid because you didn't want to say whatever needed to be said, this could give you the confidence you need to speak your mind. But the great thing with this Mercury-Mars combination is it's very constructive. So whatever you're speaking to someone, it's not coming off belligerent or anything like that. And it's being received very well. And just overall, this is just great for having lively conversations and being excited and having fun and being sharp and being witty and feeling like you have the mental bandwidth to take on tasks and socialize with others. And as this is occurring, the moon is in Aries and has conjuncted Venus, Jupiter, and Chiron. So this could further add to that constructiveness and feeling like you could take action on whatever it is that you need to take action on. That moon in Aries continues on the 23rd and will make some harder alignments to Neptune and Pluto, which can make us feel thrown off and like our moods are fluctuating. Also, it could be a day where we're reacting to things in a temperamental way, so that's something to be aware of. However, this moon is sextile to Mars and Saturn. So if we've been thrown off course that day, this should help us get back on track and feel solid again. Speaking of solid, the moon's going to go into Taurus for the next 2 days from the 24th all the way up until about the 26th. The 24th can feel like a jittery day with some of the alignments that the moon's going to be making. Luckily, with it being in solid Taurus, that could mitigate some of those feelings, but there could be issues with overindulgence that's popping up with the semi-sextile that this moon is making to Venus and Jupiter. So that's something that we'll have to be aware of with this. And we could feel erratic with this conjunction it'll make to Uranus, and also it'll be in a semi-square with Neptune, so that can create moments of fog and feeling unrealistic, and sudden moments where we act on impulse with it being conjunct to Uranus. By the time we get to the 25th, this moon is going to make a square with Mercury and Saturn. So communication-wise, we may have some issues where our chats are coming off more icier than normal. And it can put something of a gloomy mood into the air. With that semi-square to Venus, we may have to be aware of emotionally eating or emotionally drinking, because it brings up the overindulgent side in us when the moon is connecting in a hard alignment to Venus. And also bring up some unrealistic expectations when it comes down to romance and money. At least there's a trine to Pluto and its sextile Neptune, so that should put some ease as we get later on in the day on the 25th. Maybe able to show more compassion to ourselves with the sextile to Neptune and transform bad habits that are holding us back with this trine to Pluto. Saturday and Sunday bring in some interesting alignments. They're harder alignments, but at the same time, they're fun alignments. Mercury's going to make a semi-square with Venus on Saturday, and the Sun is going to make a semi-sextile to Venus on Sunday. And so with an alignment like this, with the Mercury situation, we could feel very social and have the need to go out and mingle and just have fun and go on an adventure. The thing about this is the communication is shallow when it comes down to an alignment like this. And sometimes, hey, that's fine. Sometimes we're not always looking for deep stuff. This could be one of those alignments where we're meeting people on a shallow level on a love life situation if you're single. So if you're single and you're going out, you might meet someone for the moment that's fun for that night, but maybe not for the long term. And with the Sun in a semi-sextile to Venus, this is also going to bring in that need to have fun and enjoy ourselves. It's also going to bring in a need for validation and an ego boost. So that's where it can get dicey within this energy. So if we're not getting validated, we may feel demotivated. We may feel deflated. It could feel as though the wind is being taken out of our sails. So try to channel this energy by going out, having fun, socially connecting with people, because otherwise the other side of it can be a bit dicey. So instead of seeking validation from others, try to seek validation from yourself. That way you're mitigating some of the harsher feelings from this energy. Anyway, I hope you all have the best week ever. Later, and see you in the next episode.